Warning, we are about to spoil the entirety of Invader Zim Season 2. If you haven't seen the show and plan on watching it, leave now and come back later. But if you have seen the show, or just don't care, then please, stick around.
Hello everybody, and oh my god, what is that?
It's a Spaghetti Yeti!
Not the Spaghetti Yeti!
Don't worry, the FBI is here!
Oh thank god! Oh god!
The Kraken just showed up!
We're not even near an ocean!
But it came through the Great Rivers!
God, we solved that.
I can't believe Freddie Mercury came back from the dead riding a unicorn in order to save us all.
It was amazing. Like, I called in the name of Christ and just a bunch of nuns riding Tyrannosaurus Rexes came in with 50 cows on top of them. It was great.
Anyway.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cinema Roulette.
Welcome back to Invader Zim Season 2.
Yes, this is going to be a fantastic one.
This one was a lot easier because it was 10 episodes instead of 20-something.
10 episodes and it got slightly less trippier than...
You say that, but there was the first episode.
Yeah, there was still some... Well, the first episode was more just psycho bonkers crazy.
The first episode of Invader Zim.
Season 2. But yeah, so Invader Zim Season 2. Okay. Yeah, this still a lot of fun. Still really freaking enjoyable. So
yeah, this is a really good show.
Like, honestly, like, it is one of those shows I remember liking as a kid, but then I went back and I'm like, this is better than I remember. It's still just as funny, if not, I appreciate it more as an adult, just, you know, from a technical standpoint, because the animation still is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, I think I watched Season 2 more than Season 1 as a kid, because I remember these episodes way more. Oh, I forgot to look up if that line was from the movie. I guess we'll see tomorrow.
We'll check it out tomorrow, yeah.
And if not, I'll see if we missed an episode, because...
I don't think we did.
We should have. These are the official DVDs.
Yeah. I looked at the descriptions online, and they were all fine, from what I remember.
Yeah, because there's a line, and it might be in the movie, where Dip says to Zim, "What's wrong? Scared of beans, space boy.
So yeah, we have no idea if we missed an episode accidentally or if it's from the movie. We'll have that ready by next time when we review the movie.
The movie.
How long is this? Is it just an hour and a half? Or
yeah, it's like 9 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It might be less.
Awesome.
Summary, again, this isn't a flowing narrative, so I will just re-summarize what the show's premise is.
We'll just pick out highlights, and this one's a lot easier to get through just because there's way less episodes.
Yes.
So it'll be slightly more coherent than Season 1's favorites.
But those who don't know what the show is about, there is an alien named Zim from the...
Urkin?
Urkin Armada. That's what it is. However, he is an idiot. The heads of the Armada sent him to Earth just to keep him away, and now he is actively trying to destroy the world, but is an idiot.
Yeah.
And also, he looks like a child. There is a human child named Dib, who constantly tries to stop him, also being an idiot, so they both counter each other in a way.
It's like we said with Season 1, where, like, you know, we could destroy the world right now, but everyone's just too big of an idiot to do so, and the people who are invading are even bigger idiots.
No, it's everyone in the world is an idiot, but the people who want to destroy it are the dumbest of them all.
They're even bigger idiots, so.
Water. Delicious.
And you can tell, especially in this season, too, that Jonan Vasquez probably doesn't like children all that much.
Or people. Or just people doesn't like people.
Because that one episode with the little girl who kept trying to get attention, I'm like, yeah, those are like the worst little kids. I hate kids like that.
Oh, yeah, where she got... Okay, do we want to go in any order of episodes, or do you want to jump around?
I mean, if you can remember an order, we can go in an order.
But. I have them in order. Right, I have the disc.
Okay. Where do you want to start then? Opening episode with Psycho Bonkers Craziness?
Yes, the backseat drivers from Beyond the Stars.
Lord, it starts off with a nice double-length episode.
Yeah, because the intro is season two.
Mm-hmm.
A quick setup here is Zim wants to release basically a Metroid on planet Earth. The Tallest, who are the leaders of the Armada, are close by to Earth and he wants them to show up. So, in order to do so, he takes over their ship and drives it towards Earth.
But on the other hand, Dib is also getting some, alien technology, because what's her name who left the ship behind?
Tack
left her ship behind. So he's utilizing Tack's ship, and all throughout this episode, Zim and Dib are fighting for control over the ship. It's going, into asteroids and all the round and shit.
While Zim is also dealing with the Metroid that constantly needs attention given.
Yeah.
And also there's a person, the parent bots that hide him as normal are attacking a child outside and then start trying to attack him.
So he has to deal with that because, there's a really creepy scene where he's going back down the elevator and they just crawling down the shaft.
Oh, yeah.
That was creepy as fuck. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Also, the Armada is dealing with a resistance known as the Resistee. Who are shooting at their ship and very confused that the Armada just isn't fighting back.
They're shooting at their ship while all of this craziness is already going on. Because it's funny, because they didn't really have a name. It's like, what should we call ourselves?
The Resistee.
One dude comes up with the Resistee and they're like, that's a stupid name. And they're like, damn it, I told you it wouldn't work.
There was also a to be continued in this episode that almost caught us off guard.
Because you're like, wait, that's not where they're going to end it, right? But no, since it was a double length, they probably hit to be continued and then played a bunch of commercials and then came back to the episode. So we're like, oh, thank God. It was just a lot to handle right off the bat.
There was jokes just out like a Gatling gun.
Yeah, pulls no punches.
I fucked up that metaphor, I don't care.
Yeah, just pulls no punches, just slaps you across the face, is like, here, this is going on, this is it, okay?
We're back. Hey, look, we're inside the Armada ship. They're shaking around because people are taking over control. We threw a bunch of donuts in the air because our animation budget is tripled.
Yeah, you can tell the animation definitely gets a slight upgrade this season too. So,
but also an odd downgrade.
The stylistic choice, it's way less stylized than the first season.
Yeah, the outside of the city, the lighting is a lot less harsh, so it doesn't have that sort of cel-shaded style. I don't know what to really call it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it lost a bit of the art style, but the animation is definitely still up.
Yes. So yeah, that one, we I was like, one episode in, and we already need a break, because we went and got lunch after that, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, fuck.
Next one was the Soul Stealer episode.
That one was funny.
That one was just a good joke one. There wasn't much that happened.
Yeah.
Well, dang it, not. This is a show where it's not about character development. It's very much about, here are the characters, they are established, and let's put them in weird situations and see what happens.
It's very much a situational humor type show.
Almost a situational comedy.
Ah.
If only there was a term for such a thing.
If only. And what was after that?
Zim Eats Waffles.
That one's hilarious. This is one of the funniest episodes just because it actively fucks with the audience.
It hates you.
Yes.
It opens with this big CGI title card of Zim Eats Waffles. Yeah. There's this big orchestra as it zooms into Earth.
Yeah.
And then it's Dib looking at he plants a camera in Zim's house and is waiting to see Zim talk about his new master plan, but all Zim is doing is eating waffles.
But then he says, okay, I'll reveal my master plan, and the girl's like, we have waffles. He's like, okay, after I eat the waffles. And then it just keeps getting worse, and he just keeps bringing waffles basically. And then he tries to call them whenever something does happen.
He tries to call his secret society.
And whenever something does happen, but every time he calls them, it just so happens they either go off screen or they stop doing whatever they were doing.
There is a moment in this episode where Zim just says, let's take the moment to just sit in silence. And it's 2 minutes of just dead silence.
He's eating the waffles. It's clink, clink. And it's just
as Gurr just sits there.
Bienger. Oh, Lord.
And then when something does happen, the camera gets knocked over as Zim has a hostage named Nick, and he has a big drill in his head to keep him happy at all times, and he describes a few things that happen.
Yeah, like something else happened, like there's, what is it, like a...
cannibalistic squid or something?
Yeah, like it's a demon mecha squid or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's
like, it's like some, like, basically a Doom monster, but fucking, like, yeah, like, Greg Zimminger, like, knocks over the camera sideways and just points up at the kid, and he's like, oh, look, this, and this is happening, and oh my god, how is that happening? We're like, shadows on the wall, you can vaguely see.
It's like said, the FBI comes in. It's just an episode that actively messes with the viewer.
It's hilarious, so.
So anything else on the episode?
Nah, not really. It's okay. Just hilarious.
Next was the girl who cried gnome, which was the one you mentioned at the beginning.
Yeah, this is the one where I can tell, yeah, it's like, I hate children too, but I can tell Joan Vasquez does as well, because... like, it's so true for certain kids. Like, it's a little, like, Girl Scout salesman that, like, constantly wants attention, and she, like, is selling all these cookies to different houses, and she tries to sell some to Zim, but I think, like...
He sends out a little gopher,
and it drills a hole underneath her, and it was supposed to, like, you know, presumably kill her or something. Whoops. Speaking of the demon squids from outer space.
but... Yeah, the gopher... No, it was just trying to get her out of the yard.
Yeah, but, like, it drills up, and then, like, he's like, okay, time to do the thing. It just does a little dance, flies up into the sky, opens a portal, and that's it. But
I didn't program it to do that.
But then, like, she tries to go away, but, like, her foot gets stuck in the gopher's gopher hole, I think it is. It's
underground trail.
I think it's literally just called a gopher hole. But, okay. Yeah, but then, like, someone sees it, it's like, oh my god, that poor girl is, like, stuck. Oh, but someone call the media. And the media comes, and it just keeps getting more and more ridiculous.
As, like, Zim tries to get them to go away.
Like, the whole city crowds around, and, like, in, like, a few minutes, like, there's already, like, street vendors and stuff, say, like, putting up, like, selling shirts and memorabilia, and I'm just like, yeah, it has no commentary on how you know the media takes advantage of situations like that. But yeah, and then, like, look at, like, the news reporter there, he's like, okay, we're here at, like, minute four.
And anytime someone tries to grab the girl, she screams, so it scares them away.
Like, people, like, these team comes in helicopters and stuff, and he's, like, about to grab her, he's like, ah, no, and, like, yanks her away, and she's loving the attention, really playing up that, like, you know, oh, look at me, or something like that, I'm in trouble, or what that. And then they call the fucking president.
Who is, like, Mr. Man, I think it is.
Yeah, it's President Man.
And he is a literal puppet.
He has, like, a coat hanger sticking off his back. Mm-hmm. Like, he has his arms up like this because the coat hanger has his shirt on the whole time.
Yeah, Cameron, show that pose again.
Oh my god, shut up. But his arms are out, okay? It's funny.
But yeah, this and Dib eventually gets involved and tries to convince everyone to dig underground so she can't stop them, but also will find Zim's base. But then Zim just walks out, pluck.
Yeah, well, because, like, first Zim has a thing to destroy the world.
Yeah.
Because he was going to have, like, if we put vibrations and use the signals, then it might get her out. But Dib's just, you know, obviously doesn't want the world destroyed. He's like, why don't you just dig underneath it? But then Zim just gets annoyed and just...
The thing I love about, because the president shows, like, an animation on what Zim's plan will do, and it cuts off just as the Earth explodes.
Yeah. Something I really like,
sorry
too.
Sorry about that.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, well, I shook the table, so
it's fine, yeah. It's okay. We just broke everything.
Oh, no.
But, no, it's funny because, like, without going into further detail, it's become a little more relevant because, like, Dib saying, why don't we just do this? And the president's just like, but where are the charts? Where are the numbers?
I need pictures.
Yeah, it's funny. But yeah, even back then, Joan Vasquez was probably like, yeah, the president's just a fucking puppet. Because who was president at the time? Was it Clinton or Bush or something?
I don't remember. I forget. I was a baby.
But yeah. Oh, yeah. I always forget you're, like, significantly younger than I am.
Yes. And then was, honestly, I think the weakest episode of the season, but it has a funny name, of Dib Ship Rising.
Yeah.
In this, tax ship shows up again. It's one of the few things that is relevant. Well, is a callback throughout this season.
Yeah.
And Dib tries to make it work because Tax AI is inside it.
She like uploaded her personality to the AI in order to make it work with her. And whenever it sees Dip, it's like, that's an invader. You're not this person. So he decides, hey, I could just upload my personality to it now.
But then his personality thinks he is the original Dip and freaks the hell out.
Yep.
And comedy ensues.
Yeah. And it kind of raises some like philosophical questions.
This show's not going to fucking answer those.
It doesn't answer them. It's just, it was surprising. It kind of caught me off guard with how it brought it up, where like he thinks he's the real Dip, but he's actually just a clone. And you know, the philosophical implications is like, is this me? Is this a clone of me? And blah, blah, blah. And I do like how they make fun of that too. He's like, the philosophical questions raised are very philosophical or something like that.
The part I love in this episode is whenever it shows the ship having flashbacks, it's where Dib is clearly supposed to be, but it's still the ship.
It's still just the ship, yeah. And it's not even like the Dib form of the ship. It's just the ship.
Yeah.
That was really funny. And then it ends at the, what was it, the cesspool, I think it was called.
Yeah, a deadly cesspool.
Yeah,
doom.
Where they just dump all their trash and... Because Zim takes over the ship eventually, and it tries to kill Dib, but, you know, it doesn't work. So...
The next two I don't really have notes for, because it's Vindicated, the one where a counselor finally says he believes Dib, but...
Yeah, but he's actually going along with it just to see if he'll reveal what's actually wrong with him.
Oh, you're being called.
I am?
Yes.
What? Sure. Okay. Technical difficulties.
It's me! I was the turkey all along!
Okay, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that.
Oh, we were talking about episode 6 and 7.
Yes.
Vindicated and the Voting of the Doomed.
Yes. Vindicated was... Well, we were in the middle of describing what that was, basically.
That was fine.
That was fine. It was a good episode, so...
It was good, solid jokes, but nothing really spectacular.
Yeah, so it was just basically... like I said, the psychiatrist was just doing it to... see what was wrong, or if he would actually admit what was wrong with him.
But that actually sees aliens.
Because he used to believe in aliens, but then he's like, oh my god, they're real, or something like that. And then, of course, he's out of videotape, and they have all the evidence, but he gets on the alien spaceship with the aliens, with the video camera, and flies away. So.
Don't whisper. You're getting very quiet. I don't know why you are.
It's fine. It picked it up.
Louder.
It picked it up.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. You don't have... You aren't wearing headphones.
I have ears.
You do.
The Voting of the Doomed is a bit funnier, honestly.
Yeah, it's a lot funnier. It's just, again, one of the super over-the-top things about the school. My God.
It's not talking about anything else at all. Just two candidates who are being voted for who say nothing but lies in order to get voted.
Yup.
And when they say something that would actually be helpful, people get mad.
Yeah. It's ridiculous because like the main like school president or whatever, she loses her spirit or whatnot.
No, all she says is maybe we can fix the bathrooms. So they tase her and take her away. Because
I thought she like started twitching and fell down.
That's because they started. You heard like a shocking thing go
off. Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah, that they take her away and say they immediately need a new student president.
And of course, it's between Zim and a very stupid kid. So.
But Dib. Tries to help the stupid kid win and actually succeeds.
Yeah, he actually succeeds in not making Zim the president. And throughout the episode, the kid's shown to be a drooling moron. But then he goes into the principal's office, and they like, okay, fulfill your duty as student council president. And then like they shock him. You just see Zim and Dib's face, and then he comes out and he has a British accent. He's like, all right, Dalio, then let's go. We have the best school ever, and blah blah blah,
and good bathrooms.
Yes, quite. But
and then Zim gets to laugh because. It was Dib's whole idea would have been to love Zim being lobotomized.
Yes.
But
he inadvertently just, you know, helps him win, so.
By a technicality. But yeah, that was a very Night Vale episode.
Oh, it totally was.
How the hell did we do an episode about Night Vale?
Shit.
There's a question.
Would that even fall into the criteria? Because we're movie and TV.
Okay, hear me out.
Okay.
On their Patreon, you can watch recordings of their live show. And if Hamilton at the moment is only a recording of a live show and is allowed to be... Oh, wait, I don't know if they'd like us doing that, though. I will have to rethink. I will think about this.
Yeah. What does Cecil Palmer have to say about that?
Or I'd go right to the creators of Jeffrey Craner. And...
No, I know.
Oh, I don't remember the
other name. I always forget his other name, too. Yeah.
Jeffrey Craner rolls off the tongue so much easier.
It does.
I don't want to look up. Watch, listen, and welcome to Night Vale.
Yes. Fantastic podcast.
Unlike us. Anyway.
And the Amelia Project, who gave us a shout out. Thank you so much.
Well, they didn't give us a shout. They just replied back to us.
But still, they were interacting with us, which is so cool. I love the Amelia Project.
So great. We'll do a topic wheel on podcasts we love.
Ooh.
There we go. And a bunch of people can pay us to mention their name. That's not actually true. I'm not that much of a scumbag.
I know.
Pay us $20 and we'll talk about you on our podcast with currently 6 active listeners.
Where that was a joke, everybody. That was sarcasm.
Okay, episode 8 is Gaz, Taster of Pork.
And this one, he has, like, it's not really a spell book, it's a spell drive, like a computer drive.
Yeah, Dib apparently has a bunch of spell drives and one has 2 charges left, and there's a spell on it that is 1 charge, and he gives it to Gaz to test it out.
Yeah, he gives the pork power or whatever to Gaz, and it turns out what it does is the only thing she can taste is pork.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
Well, like, not like we hate pork, but, you know, imagine biting into an apple and you taste pork.
Yeah. Like, she eats cereal, tastes like pork. Drinks chocolate milk, tastes like pork. Everything tastes like pork, so they try to reverse it.
This is a great episode, mostly because it's a Gaz episode. Gaz is just the best.
Yeah. Gaz, she appears a little less in this season than in previous seasons.
She did, yeah. I love when he goes in her room and her PJs are like this demon onesie. It's just cute.
Yeah, she has like little wings on the back of her pajamas.
Or her security system, which I'm pretty sure the entire episode was made just to show these robotic stuffed animals.
Because they were creepy as fuck.
But they were so cool.
It was.
This is also the one where they do the amazing escape because... Dib gives Gaz to their dad for him to try and solve it.
Yeah.
And she gets imprisoned. There's a whole media buzz, even though she was only in there for 2 days.
And, like, she becomes, like, the pig girl. It's all in the headlines. And then, like, the restaurant, what was it called? Porky's?
McMeaty's.
McMeaty's. Yeah, their mascot.
No, wait. McMeaty's is different.
Yeah.
Shit.
Whatever the pork pizza place is.
I forget.
Yeah,
damn it.
But like they run a special based on her and all that. It just gets ridiculous. And so there's a big breakout sequence. They run away and they're about to go on the edge of the building, but it's like on top of this ludicrously tall cliff. And like all these helicopters come in and like shine spotlights and these guards are like crawling on the walls.
And buzzsaws come out of the air vent they just got out of.
But then just hard cut to later at night and they get out of a car wearing beaver suits.
Yeah, they're like, oh, thank goodness all this happened. Yep, that was pretty cool.
Was it awesome when that like giant robotic squid came out of the water or something like that?
Never explained because the show hates you.
Yeah, it's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's just a fun episode.
Oh yeah, it was great.
The fry cook. Okay, this is what it says on the DVD box. I think it's wrong. Because I think it's supposed to be that. Because it's the fry cook, what came from all that space?
I think that's how it was in the DVD menu.
Is it? Okay. Yeah.
It's said very straight. It's purposely said not in proper English.
I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it.
It's a callback to the first episode.
Yep. Remember when Zim was in exile, but then he decided to quit? Well, turns out his old boss comes back trying to look for him for revenge.
Well, just to bring him back to exile.
Yeah. And for personal revenge a little bit.
Oh, yeah, because he left before a...
20-year rush.
A lunch rush that lasts 20 years. And then even Zim points out, I haven't been gone that long. Something, time, space. Yeah. Shut up.
Time warp or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, he takes him back, captures him, and forces him to work at the fast food restaurant again. And it's harder for him to escape because he has this force field that will lock onto Zim and cause him to explode from the inside out. Because he walks off, and then, like, his insides start, like, it's blowing up, and then, like, he's like, oh god, I'm about to explode! Goes back in, and they go down. I'm like, oh god, if he actually burst, that would have been fucked.
Well, he would have been alien, so it would have just been alien colors.
That would have been fucked.
That would just be rainbows, it's fine. Ugh. It happens in Kirby games, so...
I don't like it. You want the
turkey? Me! Yes, so you were.
But yeah, this one... Sizzlor was the name of his boss.
Sizzlor, that's it.
Oh yeah, and Dib just snapping at the beginning. Because he's doing a whole present... This doesn't come up ever again in the episode, but he's doing a presentation on how Zim is totally an alien.
And no one believes him, and he's been doing this throughout the whole show, and he has finally had it, and just snaps.
Yeah, imagine a toddler on a sugar high with the movement of Spider-Man.
He's like bounces all around, like goes up on the, what was it, like the fluorescent light fixtures, crawls back and forth, just goes insane.
It's great.
It's ridiculous and funny.
And the last episode of season two, it is the most horrible Xmas ever.
Classic episode, and the final episode of the entire series, sadly, because it got canceled right after this aired.
Even though the next season was going to be the final season.
Yeah.
Whatever. And this one is...
This was probably my favorite of the whole season, honestly.
Oh, it's such a great episode. There is so much thrown into it, and it just goes all out. Like, the... Okay. The idea, basically, Zim discovers Christmas and Santa. He turns into Santa and tries to get everyone killed.
Yes.
But his suit, instead of just making a fake costume like usual, it's a living thing and slowly turns him into the actual Santa. Yes,
because like he, like the suit takes control whenever something jolly happens or like something Christmassy or like kids come up and say, hey, Santa. Like Zim's like doing his usual stick, but then like the suit will warp all around him and Zim's like eyes will get really big and his face will get happy. He's like, ho, ho, ho. It just turns into Santa. It's great.
But one of the best parts is there's a Christmas song. And I'm gonna play a clip.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
But yeah, I love that song. It's just, it's so mean-spirited, but it's still cheery, and they have Minnie Moose bouncing across the lyrics. Also, there's Minnie Moose, but he's always been here. We talked about him already.
That's right. But yeah, Minnie Moose. The funny thing about Minnie Moose is there was going to be an introductory episode for him.
Fun fact.
But they just completely... They didn't produce that. So I think I read behind the scenes that, like, Jonan Vasquez, like, was just super excited for the Christmas episode and had to choose between one or the other.
Really?
Yeah, so he just decided to skip that one and go right to the Christmas one. And he added the joke, of course, that, like, oh, he's always been there.
Yeah, because they kidnap him also. And it's just like, what's that? Oh, that's my other assistant, Minnie Moose. Yeah. He's always been here.
It's just literally just this floating Minnie Moose.
Yeah, it's a plushy moose, and it's adorable. It's
great.
It is alive.
Yeah, the show has something about mooses, and I don't
and
know
pigs.
Why. And pigs, yeah.
I don't know why. I guess they're funny.
Yeah.
Also, this whole episode has a framing device. That's where I'm looking for.
There you go.
Where it's 2 million years in the future, and this robotic snowman is telling the kids about this horrible Xmas. And there's one moment after the commercial break where we cut back, and a child is trying to point out all the logical flaws of the story, and the snowman just grabs him and shoves him under the bed.
Yeah, like just literally just shoves him under the bed and he just stays there. It's hilarious.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
Also, we see Tack's ship again.
Yay!
And once the suit fully evolves, it turns into a giant Santa spider with candy cane legs.
Yeah, well, no, it actually, once it consumes Zim, he's just regular Santa Claus. But then Dib attacks it.
And it grows.
So, yeah, like in this Resident Evil-ass, like, transformation thing.
Yeah, and I love the punchline at the end of the episode. It's like, but Lil did Dibbins him. No, Santa just grew in power, and he comes back every year, which is why we have the force field.
Yeah, because, like, Zim was in the suit, but then, like, he defeats it, and then, like, he comes out, like, almost Evangelion style. Like, juice comes out, and he floats out of it, and they escape, but the suit's still sentient, and still in that giant monstrous form. So it comes back every year to try and destroy the city.
Yes, it does. You just went so high-pitched, you stopped talking.
Sorry. But yeah, fucking...
I do love, too, that the juice coming out is pink.
Yes.
So it's not blood.
It's pink. It's not red. But something I found hilarious, I'm just like, you know, if Dib just wouldn't have attacked Santa, everything would have been fine.
Again, everyone is an idiot, including the people trying to destroy the world.
But yeah, Zim was inside the suit, trapped there for all eternity. And yeah, Dib attacks him and then frees him, basically. So... it's great. So, yeah, what a great way to end the season. Has actually really strong opening and a really strong closing, honestly. Yeah. So,
and I would never call any of the episodes bad. Like, at weakest, the show is just like, it's fine. It's a solid kids episode, whatever.
I will say, I thought this season was just kind of overall a little weaker than the first. So,
I think that might be a quantity over quality thing. Mm. I was about to think of something and then my brain froze.
Yeah.
Because what... I do also admit the last three episodes were all 30-minute episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And due to being so used to the speed of 15-minute ones, it felt like there were less jokes in a way, or they were less rapid fire.
Because they had a little more time to breathe, is the thing. So, because, like, before they kind of, besides, what, three episodes? I think it was the pilot.
No, it would be four episodes, because episode 8, 9, 10 are all 30 minutes.
I'm talking about the first season.
Oh,
because it was the pilot one, the Halloween one.
I don't have
a thing. And the finale?
I think so.
Yeah, I think those were all double-length episodes. But besides that, they only had 15 minutes, so just crammed it all in them.
Yeah.
Just these rapid-fire, in-your-face things. But
there is just something really relaxing about this show, in a way. Mm-hmm. Oh, just watching something good.
Honestly, yeah.
You don't have to think. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. God, the last few movies and TV shows have been really nice. We got
those aren't next. Those are weeks down the line.
I'm just saying, well, we've admitted the order is that we record.
I know, but if you say the movie's coming up, it spoils the surprise.
Okay, we'll just bleep it out then.
I will, but still.
I'm just saying, it's nice to have movies and shows that have met or exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, so. You'll hear those episodes in the future. And we might do a movie month. We're probably doing a movie month.
Probably doing a movie month just to catch up.
Well, just so we don't have as much of a backlog. And so we don't have to sit, try to binge a bunch of TV. Because 100% honestly, seeing through all of Invader Zim in less than a week is hard.
We do not recommend it.
I don't recommend binging the show, but watching like an episode a day, two episodes a day, you're good.
Yeah, you're fine with that. But yeah,
you'll have a fun time.
It's not an easily bingeable show just because it is so psycho bonkers crazy.
Yeah, we watched some of these in like 3 hour sittings.
So yeah, it's not easy to binge, but yeah, we do definitely recommend watching it at your own pace. So
I do also still love the art style, that industrial look to everything. Yeah. This is one of those shows where you can show me any frame and I will know it's Invader Zim.
Oh yeah, it has a very distinct style. So, and like the world it builds is very unique. This kind of like demented, exaggerated world where fucking everybody's an idiot.
Yeah. And everything's just overcomplicated, and there's all these pipes and wires and just moving parts.
Yeah, it had a distinct style and a distinct like world that it built up. It was great.
I kind of like the idea of the future more than the sleek style. I think I said this last episode too. Yeah. But I like it more than the sleek future we've been getting a lot of.
Which that can be fine, it's just, it's very generic at times. Like, it's more of an excuse not to try, because everything's just sleek and looks clean.
I think the only place where I really enjoy it was Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
That set design is great.
Oh,
but,
hell yeah.
And Upgrade. Upgrade had a good balance of grungy and sleek.
Which I still need to watch.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else to say, because all the dad gets a bit more screen time.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, I love him so much. And he's great in the movie. I'm hyped for the movie tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you guys have to wait 2 weeks, but...
Yeah, it's fine.
We will get to the movie. I'm trying to think of anything else really.
Honestly, other than that, I think it's just a solid show, honestly.
Yeah, it's good for kids. Like, okay.
That's debatable. Like, when we were young, you know, we didn't really... Our parents didn't really care, you know, it kind of just was whatever.
I mean, it's a good kid show in the sense of, yes, it's stupid, it's loud, but it's not treating them like the idiot.
No. It's just, I'd be more worried about some of the disturbing imagery and implications more so than, you know.
Let the cowards die.
Well, it's like, I don't care because I'm just like, you know, kids need to be scared. Kids like that because, you know, you're not treating them like an idiot.
Well, I mean, if the kid likes being scared, then let him be scared.
That's like, if the kid can't handle it, then obviously, you know, it's not for them. But yeah, it's a good just kid show, honestly.
Oh, wait. Also, in this season, Gurr has so many more lines of just pure insanity.
Yeah.
Like in the first episode where he comes out of the turkey. It was me!
It was me!
I was in the turkey! Yeah. Me!
Yeah. Because, like, he's like, it was me all along. And, like, Zim says something. He's like, well, yes, you were. And now we'll be, it was me! And then just a random one in the,
school one? Are you thinking of?
Well, no, I'm thinking of the Dib robot one.
Uh-huh.
Where they're, like, climbing up the ladder. And he's just like, something nuts!
No, that's the school one.
What is he eating? It's still nuts, right? Or, I love nuts! It's not even, like, actual nuts. It's, like, acorn or something.
Oh, right. Now I remember what you're saying. He loves corn.
That's it. I love corn. Just randomly, and he's just throwing acorns all over
the place. Yeah, it's dumping acorns out of his head.
Just random shit like that. That's hilarious.
Or the school spirit, fucking Zim says, and so everyone will get salted nuts. Salted nuts! And he just fires a cannon.
Out of his head. Or like where like he ate a puppy. He's like, I have a puppy inside of me. Or something like that.
It gets dark.
It does.
Oh, wait. That's another thing in the Christmas episode. There is probably the most blatantly dark moment of the show, where a woman says, I'm so happy, my heart is exploding, and then she just falls over dead.
There's like a sound effect like, conk, and then just dead.
Hard cut away from that.
Yeah. And also, I was reading too, and the reason that you have a lot of like near deaths or something like that is because Jonan Vasquez totally wanted to like kill off certain characters and like have them just be dead at the end of the episode. But Nickelodeon standards and practices wouldn't allow it. They just said no. And so like he kept bringing them back in like over the top and like non-believable and stupid ways, basically. Like I'm sure like the one where like the kid, the elevator
The game kid, sorry.
Fell over and it was just showing the wreckage. I'm sure Jonan Vasquez wanted to kill him off there, but instead they said no, and so like he had them like bursting out of the elevator with the hand or something like that. And I forget, what was it, Keith who got eaten by the squirrel?
Yeah, in episode two.
I think he was going to kill him off in a couple of different ways, but Nick kept saying no, 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 and eventually he did that, and they're like, yeah, that's fine.
He was off screen, so it's not bad.
Exactly.
And he comes back later anyway.
Exactly.
In the background.
Yeah. I think he was probably going to bring them back anyway, but yeah.
I
know that he was going to kill off Gurr at one point.
No.
He was going to, but they ended up not doing that, so.
Fair enough. I need my hot topic.
I know.
I also know they've been bouncing around the idea of actually doing season 3 for Netflix, but nothing has come up, probably because of COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they get a season 3. I want to see this finished.
Right, and in HD and widescreen.
Yes.
Just that animation style? Oh, yes.
I still need to read the comics. I heard Gaz is in it more, so I'd be really down for that.
Hell yeah, I fucking love Gaz. I think that's it, huh?
And the episode. No, not that harsh. But yeah, I think that's about it.
Definitely highly recommend both seasons of Invaders.
It's on Hulu right now.
Yeah.
At least time of recording.
Check it out. The DVDs are still really cheap, so.
Yeah, DVDs are cheap.
I think season one's like $24 and season two is $18 or something like that.
Yeah, it's super good price.
So definitely get those if you want to support the show. Just watch it now. It's great. So
good show.
Hell yeah.
Next movie.
Next will be Quieten.
Quieten?
Yeah, because I want Vair Zim, Jacob's Liar, then Vair Zim Season 2, then Quieten.
And Crichton, and...
After that, it'll be in Vares in the movie.
Enter the Florpus.
Enter the Florpus.
Or as I call it, my nostalgia needle.
Because you remember the show way more than I did, because it's been longer since I've seen the show.
Yeah, because I think I gave it a before Enter the Florpus, it was like 4 years ago I rewatched the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I still had more memory of it, and... Yeah. It was... We'll just, get to it.
Just a solid line of nostalgia.
No, it was a needle straight to the brain.
Injected injected in my veins.
Oh, but we'll get to that.
Hell yeah. All right. But yeah, without further ado, we will bid thee farewell. Stay tuned, and thank you so much for listening to
Cinema Did you just Roulette. Say spin them farewell?
Bid them
oh.
farewell.
I thought you fucked up and you were going to say spin the wheel, but then you realized we weren't spinning one?
No.
Oh.
Yes, spin them. Spin our audience members.
Spin them to the later episodes that you can totally re-listen to. A wink. Wink. We're on like basically all podcast sites.
Yay.
Please listen to us. Please, send us to that, friends.
That would be lovely. So we love you guys. Keep up the awesome work and thank you.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of Cinema Roulette. If you want to follow our hosts, Justin is at JKPancake on Twitter, and Cameron is at CameronPixInc on Twitter. You can watch the video version of the podcast. Sometimes you actually get to see our host faces at CamCam on YouTube, or just look up Cinema Roulette Podcast. Thank you so much to Teller's Place for their artwork that we use mainly in the YouTube version and you can kind of see on the podcast version. If you enjoyed the show, please consider either subscribing to it or rating us on whatever podcast app you use. That would be cool of you.